unit, Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Services, Wednesday night net. Your net control station is Kilo Delta 8 Papa Hotel Golf. My name is Richard, and I'm located on the east side of Columbus. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency, 147.06, with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications.
You're not holding a repeater, you're breaking up.
One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next meeting will be held Wednesday, July 18th, at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in the northeastern part of Columbus. The meeting time will be 7:30 p.m.
You're breaking up.
That those evenings we do not have an on-air net. At this time, calling the Central Ohio Amateur Radio Emergency Services Wednesday night net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcomed and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A reminder that a PL tone of 94.8 Hz is required to access this repeater. At this time, I will take in check-ins from stations having emergency or priority traffic. Any emergency or priority traffic, please call KD8PHG, your net control.
You're not holding the repeater that well, Richard. W8RWR.
All right. right. Hearing no more announcements or check-ins for this evening's net, I will go ahead and take check-ins using our usual quadrant system. That is dividing Franklin County by way of Interstates 70 and 71. So are there, at this time, are there any stations that are northeast, that is north of I-70 and east of I-71? Please call net control.
Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Tango Papa, John.
Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Yankee Papa, Bob.
Acknowledge Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Tango Papa John and Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Yankee Papa Bob. Thank you both for joining the net. Are there any other stations in the northeast quadrant? Please call KDHPHG. Well, hearing no more stations in the northeast, let's proceed to the southeast quadrant. That is any station south of I-70 and east of I-71. Please call KDHPHG.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8SYT, Lynn.
Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8 YVI, Phil.
Everyone is sounding a little rough tonight. It sounds like in order of some rain or something having gotten into the antenna at the transmitter, but I've got everyone so far. KD8SYT Lynn and KD8YVI Phil, thank you both for joining us. Are there any other stations in the southeast quadrant? Please call KD8PHG. Well, hearing no more stations in the southeast quadrant, let's proceed to the southwest quadrant. That is, any stations south of I-71 and west of south of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call KD8PHG.
This is KB8 YMN, Kilo Bravo 8 Yankee, Mike November, Mark.
Whiskey 8 Romeo Whiskey Romeo Bob.
Delta 8 Whiskey Quebec Yankee Danny.
Kilo Delta 8 Hotel Victor X-ray KD8 HVX Jim.
Roger, roger. Net control acknowledges KB8YMN, Mark, W8RWR, Bob, KD8WQY, Denny, and KD8HVX, Jim, all in the southwest.
Are there any other stations in the southwest quadrant still looking to check in? Please call KD8PHG. Well, hearing no more stations in the southwest, let's proceed to the northwest quadrant. That is, any stations north of I-70 and west of I-71, please call KD8PHG.
Whiskey 8 Kilo, Whiskey Golf, Gale.
Bravo 8 Sierra Juliet, AB8SJ Tom.
Number 8 Victor Juliet Foxtrot, Mark.
Very good. Net Control acknowledges the following three stations: W8KWG, Gale, AB8SJ, Tom, and N8VJF, Mark. Thank you all three for joining us this evening. Are there any other stations in the northwest quadrant? Please call KD8PHG, your net control.
Kilo 6, Hotel, Romeo, Uniform, Bruce.
Kilo Echo 8, Delta Whiskey X-Ray, this is Troy.
Net Control acknowledges K6HRU Bruce and KE8DWX Troy. Thank you both for joining us. Not sure if that was one final call there, but I'll take one more standby for anyone in the northwest quadrant. Please call KD8PHG.
KE8ANW. Kilo Echo 8 Alpha, November Whiskey, Brian.
Got you in there that time, Brian. Thank you for joining us, KE8ANW. Well, very good. At this time, I will open it up and see if there's anyone that I may have missed or anyone that is outside of Franklin County wishing to join the Franklin County ARES net. Please call KD8PHG.
Kilo Delta 8, India Bravo, Kevin.
Echo 8, Hotel Zulu Zulu, this is Ken and Amanda.
Roger, roger. Net Control acknowledges Kilo Delta 8, India, India Bravo, sounding good by way of the internet at your current QTH, I'm guessing there, Kevin. And Kilo Echo 8, was it Hotel Zulu Zulu? Ken, I think I botched the first letter of your suffix. Please come back, Ken.
Yeah, it is Kilo Echo 8, Hotel Zulu Zulu, KE8HZZ.
Very good. I actually did have that right, and thank you for joining us there from Amanda. Very good. with that one final round of check-ins. Anyone still looking to check in, please call KDPHG.
Wait, Lima Echo, KDLE, Andy, late check-in, Northeast Quadrant.
K8LE, Andy, thank you for joining us, and I've got you pinned it there to the Northeast Quadrant, so thank you for joining us. With that, I'm guessing that we've exhausted our first round of check-in, so I will go back to our announcements, and I will start with Cal, KA8RLC. You have the mic, sir.
Richard, and good evening to the net. This is KA8RLC. Upcoming events, we've got the first one, top of the list, is a week from today, the 4th of July parade in Reynoldsburg. Stands right now, I actually have a fairly good list of people volunteering, can always use more. So if you haven't contacted me already, drop me an email, and we'll add you to the list. And then the next one that is ours is the OSU TriFit, which is on July 22nd, and Jay is going to speak to that in a few moments. Now I'll do my Kevin impersonation. Next week's net on July 4th is KD8RTP. July 11th, KD8ION. As Richard said earlier, the in-person is on July 18th. And July 25th is WAKWG Gale. And with that, unless anyone has questions for me, I'll give it back to you, Richard, KA8RLC.
Very good, Cal, and thank you for keeping us straight with all of the upcoming events and whatnot. Although, with everything working for Kevin remotely, maybe he'll start taking his job back over down there on vacation. Hi. With that, I guess we'll break with you and hand it over to N8YMT. Jay, go ahead with your announcement for this evening, sir.
Thank you there, Richard, and good evening, Internet. Yeah, just like Cal said, the OSU TriFit coming July 22nd on a Sunday. I'm still in need of quite a few, but I am currently at 20. 30 is optimal, so if you know somebody, can help with that, that would be greatly appreciated. I do want to thank Cal for sending out the email. I did get a couple back from that. However, yeah, I do need about 10 more. So if there's any questions, I'll stand by. Back to you there, NAYMT.
Doesn't sound like we have any questions, and as I told you, Jay, everything at the moment looks good for me, so I think you can definitely include me from a tentative to a positive at this point, but certainly a fun event. If anyone listening is available, it would be definitely a benefit to have more people on that course. So with that, I guess I will take one standby and here for anyone that may have questions for either of our announcements this evening. Please call KD8PHG. before proceeding with the summary of the things that happened over this past weekend, I'll take a quick round, another quick round of check-ins for any stations that may have been missed in our first round. Any stations still looking to check into the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Wednesday night net, please call KD8PHG.
Hello, Echo 8, Juliet Zulu Hotel, Northeast Franklin County. Name is Mark. And are you aware that you do have a fluctuation in your signal?
Thank you for the information, Mark. Yes, as I've said before this evening, it appears that we have some issue with the repeater because the fluctuations you are speaking of are present on pretty much all transmissions this evening. So, very good. Can you come one more time with your call sign again, Mark? I think I completely botched it.
Would be Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Zulu Hotel.
Okay, Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Zulu Hotel. Well, thank you very much for joining us, and again, thank you for the information. With that, I will go into a quick summary of our activities over this past weekend, which was, of course, Field Day. And as many of you already know, we had our operations up at the we held joint operations with the Franklin County Auxiliary Communications Team at Strawberry Farms Boulevard with the Franklin County EMA. And overall, I think it went very well, and it seemed to be a very positive experience for everyone. We had a very good turnout both Saturday and Sunday, and very good participation. We ran as a 3 foxtrot station, which means it was an EOC, and so we were able to make use of existing equipment and antennas. Although that proved to be somewhat problematic because we found a problem with one of the antennas we were using. So I guess that gives us a reason to look into some troubleshooting for them and extend our services there with the Franklin County Emergency Management. I'll take a standby. Are there any other people that participated that have some additional observations or comments about Field Day activities? Please call KD8PHG. K8LE. Go ahead, Andy.
This is K8LE. Just a question regarding the antenna that was problematic. Could you provide some details on that? Go ahead.
Certainly. So the antenna in question was the large HF beam that is associated with what they call console 3. So those that were there and were familiar with it, that is usually the ICOM 756 Pro 3. And it was certainly indicating power output and a very good SWR match, but we were not successful in making any contacts by way of that antenna. We switched the radio out to an older Kenwood 570 that they also have in the console, and had the same exact results, indicated power output and a very good SWR match, but were not successful with contacts on that one either. And finally, as a final test, we went to a Yaesu radio that we had been using earlier in the day as the GOTA station. And again, the same kind of indications that we had indicated power output, but no, we were not able to make any contacts. Break for reset here. Through that process, we did use the rotator on the beam and were able to indicate that there was directionality, and it did seem to be more or less pointed in the right direction because we could receive stations very well. But for whatever reason, over the course of about 2.5-3 hours even of troubleshooting and working with different radios, we were not able to make successful contacts through that station at all. Which, given how strong the received signals were, seemed very surprising to us. So we ended up setting up another temporary a field expedient station in the kitchenette area so that we could continue to run as 3 Foxtrot. So hopefully that gives you some more information there, Andy.
Yeah, one question, was it just on, well, I assume you tried different bands. Was the problem present on all the bands that the Step IR operates on?
So we did not test every single band it will go to. That antenna, it goes from 20 meters through 6 meters with seamless coverage. And I know for a fact we tested 20, 15, and 10. But unless someone else did some additional testing, I know myself I did not do any testing on 17, 12, or 6, as generally those, 6 is in play for field day, but generally they're not as active for field day, and I thought making use of the bands that were most active that weekend would be most appropriate. But like I say, certainly appeared to be present on 20, 15, and 10, all 3 of those bands.
Just one more question. Did the controller seem to be retuning properly when the frequency was changed?
The controller for the Step IR did indeed seem to be tracking at least when it was connected with the ICOM. We don't have an interface cable for the Kenwood or Yaesu, so at that point we switched over to manual tuning, and that actually gave us another idea to intentionally tune it off frequency to see how the SWR and other characteristics behaved. And when we tuned off frequency but within the band, the SWR did go up, and if we tuned massively off frequency to another band, then the received strength would be attenuated accordingly or appropriately, as you would expect. So at least for the time, that is what I think that exhausts the options that we had available to us for testing at that time, but we did at least as much as we could, and certainly would be more than happy to work with you and some of the others to see if we can get some additional info regarding it to advise the EMA.
Okay, well, thanks for the info, Richard. And definitely, it will require some follow-up. to get that puppy working again. Thanks a lot. This is K8LE.
Not a problem, Andy, and certainly I understand your concern with it, with your coordination of the antenna and radio testing program there with the EMA and a couple of our served agencies, which we greatly appreciate your coordination of. So thank you very much for that. With that, I will take a break and see if we can pick up anyone else. One final round of check-ins for the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Wednesday Night Net. Please call KD8PHG, your net control. Hearing no more check-ins, I will take one final standby for anyone that has any last-minute announcements or comments in relation to events or bulletins or anything else that you would like to bring to any other business you'd like to bring to the net. Please call KD8PHG. No further business or check-ins. I am now closing this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Wednesday Night Net. Thanks to all of those who brought announcements and bulletins about upcoming events and past, and thanks to all of those who have spent so willingly of your free time in various public service events this year and yet to come, of course. This is KD8PHG now returning this repeater to normal amateur radio operation. This has been KD8PHG wishing everyone 7-3.